Thank you. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
And you are listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. We just heard from John Abercrombie from 07, the Third Quartet. We heard composition Epilogue. Before that, the great Wes Montgomery from the incredible jazz guitar of Wes Montgomery on Riverside. We heard Mr. Walker, sessions from 1960 with Percy and Albert Heath, bass and drums, and Tommy Flanagan on piano. And we opened up our set with Rez Abazi from his latest continuous beat. We heard The Cure. Get back to the music. We'll be right back.
The music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side. Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
And we just heard from Byard Lancaster from 68 with the title of the tune is John's Children, written by guitarist Sonny Chirac, who's on the on this record too, Eric Gravett on drums, Jerome Hunter on bass, and Kenny Speller on conga. And this was originally released, this is notes by Jason Verhagen, on the Vortex label. It's an 8-track gem with Lancaster's debut as a leader. Lancaster's very important musical entity, also very unspoken. His work with Sun Ra, Philly Joe Jones, Sonny Murray, Larry Young, and Fred Hopkins didn't exactly make him a superstar. He would often perform on Philadelphian street corners. Lancaster, influenced by children's songs, folk music, Beethoven, and James Brown, writes, teaches, and plays flute, clarinet, alto, tenor, saxophones. Lancaster's new jazz movement, with the help of Sonny Chirac on guitar, paved the way through the embrace of rock, folk, classical during the 70s. And like his big business card says, from love supreme to sex machine, Lancaster can do it all. I always like to play that tribute. Things were going on, that's for sure. And before that, we heard from leader John Zorn, but the group is Masada with Jerry Barone on drums, Greg Cohen on bass, Dave Douglas on trumpet, and of course Zorn on reeds and the leader. And we heard Piram from Masada live in Jerusalem. And we started out this set with Dave Douglas. And we heard Moonshine, the title track of the LP, with Marcus Strickland sax, Adam Benjamin on Funky Fender Rhodes is breaking up. I love it. Brad Jones on bass, Gene Lake on drums, and DJ Olive on turntables. I don't think we heard much of there, but he's incorporated him, Dave Douglas, kind of like Joe Zawinul. He's done a good job of incorporating turntables and samples and things like Joe Zawinul or Hermeto, people like that. Next up, Ari Honig and with Mike Moreno and Sam Yehill on keyboard, and this is pretty interesting tune that we're going to listen to here, and a jam too, as it is. You listen to Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.